answered immediately, identified myself, and demanded that she respond in kind. She told me she was a Sky Watcher and her handle was Mets Fan, or just Mets for short. The Skywatch system was this ad hoc network of isolated ham radio operators. They were supposed to report on downed air crews and do what they could to help with their rescue. It wasn't the most efficient system, mainly because there were so few, but it looked like today was my lucky day. She told me she had seen the smoke and falling wreckage of my Herc, and even though she was probably less than a day's walk from my position, her cabin was heavily surrounded. Before I could say anything, she told me not to worry, that she'd already reported my position to search and rescue, and the best thing to do was to get to open ground where I could rendezvous for pickup. I reached for my GPS, but it had been torn from my suit when I was sucked out of my ship. I had a backup survival map, but it was so big, so unspecific, and my hump took me over so many states that it was practically just a map of the U.S. My head was still clouded with anger and doubt. I told her I didn't know my position, didn't know where to go. She laughed. "You mean you've never made this run before? You don't have every inch of it committed to memory? You didn't see where you were as you were hanging by the silk?" She was so sure of me, trying to get me to think instead of just spoon-feeding me the answers. I realized that I did know this area well, that I had flown over it at least 20 times in the last 3 months, and that I had to be somewhere in the Atchafalaya Basin. "Think," she told me. "What did you see from your chute? Were there any rivers, any roads?" At first, all I could remember were the trees, the endless gray landscape with no distinguishable features. And then, gradually, as my brain cleared, I remembered seeing both rivers and a road. I checked on the map and realized that directly north of me was the I-10 freeway. Metz told me that was the best place for an SNR pickup. She told me it shouldn't take any longer than a day or two at best if I got a move on and stopped burning daylight. As I was about to leave, she stopped me and asked if there was anything I'd forgotten to do. I remember that moment clearly. I turned back to Rollins. He was just starting to open his eyes again. I felt like I should say something, apologize maybe. Then I put a round through his forehead. Metz told me not to blame myself and no matter what, not to let it distract me from the job I had to do. "Stay alive," she said firmly. "Stay alive and do your job." Then she added, "and stop using up your weekend minutes." She was talking about battery power. She didn't miss a trick. So I signed off and started moving north across the swamp. My brain was now on full burner. All my lessons from the creek came rolling back. I stepped, I halted, I listened. I stuck to dry ground where I could, and I made sure to pace myself very carefully. I had to swim a couple of times. That really made me nervous. Once, I swear I could feel a hand just brush against my leg. Once I found a road, small, barely two lanes, and in horrible disrepair. Still, it was better than trudging through the mud. I reported to Metz what I'd found and asked if it would take me right to the freeway. She warned me to stay off it and every other road that crisscrossed the basin. "Roads mean cars," she said, "and cars mean G's." She was talking about any bitten human drivers who died of their wounds while still behind the wheel. And because a ghoul doesn't have the IQ points to open a door or unbuckle a seatbelt, would be doomed to spend the rest of their existence trapped in their cars.